DeAndre Hopkins, it'll be official hopefully later today, but by all accounts, DeAndre Hopkins is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Listen to some of the details from Ian Rappaport.
It has been a long rumored deal that now is happening. Sources say DeAndre Hopkins, the star receiver for the Tennessee Titans, is in the process of being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The champs continue to load up. Another day, another big-time receiver moves. It has certainly been a season full of them. We've seen Davante Adams. We've seen Amari Cooper. Now DeAndre Hopkins is the latest. My understanding is this is in exchange for a fifth rounder that could become a fourth rounder. The two sides are still going back and forth now on salary. My understanding is the Titans are going to pay some of DeAndre Hopkins' base salary for this year just to make it easier for the Chiefs to withstand the salary. But this trade is expected to happen. So KC has lost Hollywood Brown. Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play this week. But DeAndre Hopkins is expected to be there. You're right. This has been a long rumored trade. But listen to how fast it happened. It has been nothing but rumors till about, I would say, midnight last night, Kansas City time. The two sides got together. They kind of threw hypotheticals back and forth. By about 5 or 6 in the morning today, it became clear that a deal would happen. Expected to be finalized soon. D-Hop going to join the Chiefs.
There's the details there. Late into the night. Throwing out hypotheticals like we would, you know?
Hey, it's midnight. You know, what do you think?
You know, we joke about...
What if I gave you a fourth? Would that, you know...
We joke about Bink texting us different things. It was like Binkley texting us, you know, late in the evening about what do you think about this move or whatever. Same thing. Brett Veach, I don't know who the hell the GM is over there in Tennessee. They've changed hands in the last year or so. That GM in Nashville. We're going to go out to Nashville, by the way, an hour from now and check in on their perspective with the trade. But that trade did literally happen in the middle of the night.
The thing I like the best about it is what we discussed yesterday. Because I'll be honest, if you'd given me the choice between the compensation of Amari Cooper, I'd probably choose that. If you give me the choice of if Deontay Johnson was available, because maybe I go that way. We'll see. But the thing I like about it the most is the simple thing. Yesterday I said it would be malpractice to go into this game on Sunday with the wide receiver unit they had. If anyone read Nate Taylor's article over in The Athletic, and I'm sure some of you did as a regular guest on this show, they were about to walk into a game with like 310 total yards this season in 6 games out of the wide receiver unit. That was going to be unacceptable. You couldn't walk in the rest of the season. You had to make a move soon. I was tired of the deadlines 2 weeks away. Things can take their time. No. Not when you're down to nobody. Not when Juju had already been ruled out for Sunday. You had to make some decisions. So they instantly got significantly better. I don't have to give you any stats. I don't have to tell you how he'd probably be their leading wide receiver this season, even though he's missed time or has been hurt part of the time. It's an instant upgrade, an immediate upgrade. They needed this, and they're now better today because of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you want to bring up stats because the stats aren't really impressive. That's not the story. We're going to talk about...
No, but he would still be the best receiver on this team.
I have to say, 173 yards. Yeah, like we'll talk about the reality of who he is as a player still and who he isn't maybe anymore. But the fact is, from a pure number standpoint, they had to go and make a move, and they didn't just
Correct.
Go get the lowest guy on the totem pole.
They didn't go get D-Rob.
They got DeAndre Hopkins, who... We'll talk about it. Even if he's 75 or 80% of himself, it is still a massive upgrade. They got the best of both worlds, though. This, to me, should appease no matter what side of a fan you are on this. We have gotten text and phone calls over the last couple weeks. There's a fraction of Chiefs fans that were like, trade whatever it takes. There was some that said,
sell your soul.
The fifth round pick is the most valuable thing I've ever heard. You know, like, so I think this is the best of both worlds for those that don't want to mortgage the future, but for those that also recognize, hey, history is on the line here. You're going for a three-peat. This wide receiver room was down at one point in the game on Sunday to Hardman, Moore, and Watson. Like, that just can't happen.
And Worthy.
No, I said at one point because Worthy got
it.
That's what I was. Yes.
Yes.
You got
correct.
Me. We're on the same page. So the Chiefs got the best of both worlds because they were able to help the immediate while also not mortgaging the future. Cody, it's a conditional fourth. It's a fifth round pick. And I think depending on what the final terms are, maybe becomes a fourth if they go to the Super Bowl. Oh, what a shame if they would have to give up that fourth round pick instead of a fifth round pick. That's why I like this trade. They didn't have to give up a day one or a day two pick to go and make this team better. Now, are there concerns with his health and things like that? We're going to go out to Nashville at 11. There's been some reporting that he has maybe a partially torn MCL that he has not gotten surgery on. The reason why I'll tell you I'm not as concerned about the injury maybe as some others, and I don't know where you're at on this, Cody, is if it was the point where he couldn't play or couldn't be productive, well, the Chiefs wouldn't let him pass the physical, which is required. We've always joked about the, oh, he's going to get traded pending a physical. If a team wants you to pass the physical, they'll pass you in the physical. So sure. They're clearly not concerned about it, especially given the compensation they're giving up.
That's what it is. No concern over the injury? I'm not there. Yeah. Definitely not there. They've already lost two wide receivers for seemingly the entire season. Maybe Hollywood Brown comes back later in the year, according to some reports. Juju Smith-Schuster is now out for what seemingly will be weeks.
Yeah.
Right on that end. So they don't really have the depth to handle more wide receiver injuries. So do I like trading for an injured guy? No, but at 32 years old, I don't know. It was Kevin Clark was just tweeting about this 10 minutes ago as it relates to Aaron Rodgers, and this is probably also true. Keith Traylor, not the guy who just got called up from the Chiefs practice squad, the original Keith Traylor here in Kansas City, Kevin Clark said he was standing in a locker room, and it was like he was limited in practice today. He said, I'm 38. I'm always limited. I think at some point, yeah, wide receiver at his age, DeAndre Hopkins, is probably playing with some version of a minor injury all the time. All I needed out of them was, and I mean, based on the type of wide receiver we were asking for, what did we say yesterday? Said, well, they don't need MVS. They need a guy who can, like, go over the middle. A guy who can get a first down on 3rd and 6. A guy who can run a correct route on 3rd and 9. I mean, that's pretty much what you just traded for. He's not, yeah. I don't think he's a superstar anymore. I don't think he's old DeAndre Hopkins anymore. But a year ago on a pretty bad Titans team with nobody throwing to him, he managed to get to 1,000 yards still, and he's going to be a target monster here. He's going to be a volume shooter at the very least here because they got no one else looking to eat up all these targets.
Right. Even if you're skeptical because of his age, because of the injury concern, and I think we're all recognizing that, yeah, this isn't like trading for him in 2020 or signing him in 2021. Yeah. Nobody, I think, is suggesting that. But because of the situation in Tennessee where Will Levis was throwing him the football this season, and that's all I need to say. You know there's going to be at least some improvement just because it's Mahomes and it's Andy Reid who is as creative as they come. And yeah, they don't need DeAndre Hopkins to be the guy that's run down the field 40 yards. They need the guy that is the Rashee Rice routes. That's what Juju Smith-Schuster did against the Saints. That's why he had such a massive day. It was wide open underneath. They need DeAndre Hopkins to be able to execute, and he's a veteran, so he can, those, you know, underneath routes, inside routes, red zone targets, that kind of stuff. That's what they're looking for from DeAndre Hopkins. Eventually, later on in the year, they might get Juju Smith-Schuster back, maybe 3 weeks from now or 2 weeks from now, something like that. But this is a huge addition to this team, even if we all recognize it's not like they're getting the guy that got once, what, 1,700 yards.
What I like about Brett Veach and the way he's handled these now, I mean, he's traded for a wide receiver in 3 straight years. So part of that is like, you might want to start drafting some of these dudes rather than just give up a third, and a fifth in each of the last 3 years to try to acquire
in
wide receivers.
In 2 straight years, they have drafted Rashee Rice and Worthy.
Sure. But I was like, I mean, you have to double up, I guess, is the argument I'm making. But yes. But what I like about it is he's never been afraid to do it when it was clearly needed. Like in the previous time, some of those were closer to the trade deadline.
Yes.
Because they weren't in a hurry on Mecole Hardman, right? They didn't have to get him off. They didn't need to get him on the team right now. They didn't need him this second. They had an identity. They knew what they were doing. Yeah, this was a good addition. We know that our wide receiver unit's weaker, but, you know, we got Rashee Rice developing. We'll kind of make these things work. This was a more desperate situation. They were getting ready to walk into a game on Sunday with, I don't know, do you think that the combined career yardage of Sky Moore, Justin Watson, Xavier Worthy, and Mecole Hardman equals even like the 2 best years of DeAndre Hopkins combined? Like the career yardage.
Right, yeah.
Like, I mean, Justin Watson got like 1,100 career yards. Xavier Worthy's got like 200. Mecole Hardman probably has a couple thousand. And Sky Moore has like 4 career yards, I think, roughly. And so it's like 400. I don't know.